following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Friday, and that means only one thing, that I am in the studio with the sexy and hot Elisa Profumo, according to some comments about your new profile picture on Facebook. Hot damn.
I didn't really want to put that up, but you made me do it.
Yes, I did. You're right, because I want to share your beauty with everybody. And ironically, Professor Dr. Andro and several people commented about your profile picture, because it's very dark at first glance, because it's so small.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of very, very dark. And I don't think anyone really looks at it like, wow, I wonder what's interesting about that picture. But when they click it, it's you in a Catwoman costume from Halloween, correct?
That's correct.
And you got your little motorcycle jacket on, too.
Yes, I do.
And you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
And so people have commented. And apparently, one of the guys who commented happens to be the guy who sold us Bergie.
He's the guy that I thought we upset about the whole Bergie comment.
So. Because he owns the McDonald's that we bought the Bergie at, right?
He owns several of them,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, ironically, that just goes to show you that regardless of how we may be insulting the food served at that restaurant, your beauty has overcome his anger, because he said that you are not only hot but sexy as well.
Thank you.
If you haven't seen Elisa's new profile picture, you have to check it out. It really is cute. So check that out. Anyway, since we're talking about Bergie, Bergie is 1 week old today.
She is. Happy birthday, sort of.
Yes, happy birthday, Bergie. And what is your observation of 1 week old Bergie?
Well, there's been no change. Bergie is ageless.
Yes.
I think McDonald's has the secret to anti-aging.
I know. Maybe instead of us railing against them, we should be going in there and trying to find out how we can do to ourselves what they do to their hamburgers.
Oh.
Now, there are some theories about what's been done to the hamburgers. Obviously, you and I and many other people believe that the secret to longevity of their hamburgers has to do with the chemicals that are added to the hamburgers. But actually, someone posted on our Superhuman Radio website, just simply goes by the name of AES. He said, the culprit with Bergie will not be chemicals. It will be water. The reason a McDonald's burger doesn't rot is because it's so small, it dries out before mold can grow. No water means no mold, no matter how long you wait. Man has known about this process of preservation for centuries. And theoretically, that's true, because that's what beef jerky is. Beef jerky is basically beef with the water removed so that it stays good forever. But they do add salt and stuff to it, too.
But don't they do some type of a process that dries it out?
Yes, they do add things to it. There's no doubt about it. He goes on to say, but it's easier for the internet meme crowd to cry chemicals in their fast food stance, because that's what gets attention. What do you think about that?
Well, okay, so what's the excuse for the bun is still just as soft to the touch as it was the day that we touched it?
I know the answer.
The first day.
I know the answer to that.
And the French fries still look exactly the same.
Right.
They still smell the same.
Yeah.
And it's all as if we just purchased it. Yes, the meat has shrunk just very minute amount.
Right.
So.
Right. And we will have pictures of Bergie on the blog. They're actually there now, but I'm working on a blow up. I want people to be able to blow the picture up and see really close into the meat, that you can see that this meat is still glistening like the day it was bought. The French fries are just as shiny with grease like the day they were bought. The bun, as you point out, is just as soft as the day it was bought. This is baffling to me because, okay, let's assume that AES is correct and the culprit is moisture, water. Then what is the difference between the hamburger that McDonald's is making? How do they squeeze the water out of the beef? And why is there water in my beef? When you cook a hamburger, especially a fatty hamburger, one of the things that ends up happening is through the cooking process is you render the water. You boil it away.
And then bread usually, as Charles Barkley so profoundly said during the basketball game, what is it, day-old dinner rolls?
Yeah, day-old dinner rolls.
He called the basketball a day-old dinner roll. But they usually get hard.
Yes.
Like a day-old dinner roll.
Well, the answer to that is high fructose corn syrup. Commercial bread manufacturers use a lot of high fructose corn syrup for a couple reasons. Number one, it has the same mouthfeel as fat. So it makes the bread savory. Number two, it increases shelf life dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the bread soft. It's almost like it adds a rubber feeling. And you can always tell bread that has a high content of high fructose corn syrup because if you put it in a microwave and cook it for about 30 seconds and take it out, the bread will shrink as it cools off. It will shrink. It will, like a piece of plastic, it'll just shrivel up. And that's characteristic of McDonald's bread as well.
Well, we'll have to keep taking photos, and we'll see.
Yeah, so we'll find out. But anyway, AES is an opponent. He is opposed to fast food, and he does believe that fast food is horrible stuff. But nonetheless, he feels that it has nothing to do with the chemicals in Bergie's skin. It has more to do with the fact that they've squeezed all the water out of the poor girl.
So does that mean if I quit drinking water, I'll be anti-aging as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, maybe. Well, we not only have to drink it, but we have to squeeze you every day and wring you like a washcloth to get the rest of the water out of you. So
okay.
There you go.
Okay, so in response to the show that we had on herbs and gardening the other day, Kevin Stevenson made a comment about the catnip because I was talking about how my mother grew catnip. And he said that catnip makes for a great mild sedative, and it's also great for kids when they have an upset stomach.
Really?
So thanks, Kevin, for the tip.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if it makes kids drunk the way it makes cats drunk. Because that would be good. If your kid has an upset stomach and is whiny and complaining, maybe the catnip not only gets the stomach to feel better, but it gives the kid a little buzz so the kid like mellows out.
So now everybody's going to be going to pet food stores buying catnip toys for their kids.
You want to know something? I'm going to admit something on the air right now that I just remembered that I would never admit before, but a good friend of mine, Jimmy, and I, during high school, tried smoking catnip to see if it would do anything.
And what did it do?
It made me cough profusely and made me lightheaded from the coughing, but it didn't do anything else but that. And I did have the urge to clean myself by licking myself. I do remember that, and I'll make
sure. Ew.
Anyway, someone wants to know our sun signs.
Yes, Robert, I finally remembered. I forgot last week, but Robert Losey, L-O-S-E-Y, is our Facebook friend.
Okay.
And he wants to know our sun signs because he's going to do a little research for us.
So he's an astrologer.
He is a budding astrologer.
Oh,
yes.
How cool. Okay.
And maybe we can talk him into coming on the air and talking about it with
okay.
us.
Yeah.
So you're
now,
a Gemini,
are
right?
You got, yeah, I'm a Gemini. But in order to do an astrology chart properly, they have to know the year of your birth as well. And I know you're not going to reveal that, are you?
No.
I know. But I will.
Okay.
I will say my birthday is June 11th, 1958. That puts me smack dab in the middle of the Gemini sign.
So your birthday's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll be 53.
I was born on October 11th.
Okay, so you're October. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
I'm June 11th and you're October 11th.
That's right.
How cool is that?
So there you go, Robert.
Work us up something. And I don't want to hear anything bad. Only report back to us if it's good stuff you have to say. Okay, so we were supposed to have Catherine Ramirez on during the next segment.
Yes, we were.
But Catherine had an unfortunate turn of events this morning. On the way home from the gym, she lost her cell phone. And she, like many Americans now, depends exclusively on her cell phone for communication. So she doesn't have a backup landline, and she doesn't have any place else that she can go to get to a phone. So we're unable to have her on during the next segment. But we're going to cover what we were going to talk about with her anyway.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first commercial break right now. And when we come back, we're going to be covering lots of other great information, including some stuff about the FDA that may actually get me to rant a little bit. But
no
just a little.
Ranting.
Just a little. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
5 seconds is up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 12 a.m. on my way to the club. 1 a.m. DJ made it a rub. 2 a.m. now getting with her. 3 a.m. now splitting with her.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need to build muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what this sounds like?
What?
This sounds like the music from The Wizard of Oz. Remember that's when the monkeys are flying on the brooms? Or
yes, everybody's afraid of those monkeys.
Yeah, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. All right, so we were supposed to have IFBB Pro and wonderful human being Catherine Ramirez on the show today because we have some exciting news. You know, we're really trying to build our fan appreciation side of the show because we have so many great listeners.
Yes, we do.
I mean, if it wasn't for the listeners, it would just be you and I talking to each other and wouldn't
be. That's kind of boring.
That's exactly right. Well, not too boring since you're in the picture, but maybe with me. But anyway, you know, so we're trying to do more in the way of fan appreciation. And what better way to appreciate your fans but to give things away?
Right.
So Catherine Ramirez and her betrothed, according to Facebook now, Jerry Beck, have this wonderful company where Jerry is an artist and he does all these great illustrations. They have T-shirts and all this other stuff. And they have agreed to let us give T-shirts away.
I actually got one. I love it. It's a tank. It's a tea tank.
Right, a tea bag. Right?
A tea bag. It's so cute and looks great on. It's got Fit Chick on the front. He drew the what was he, a cartoonist?
Yes, he actually, Jerry's done comic books before anything. I mean, he's got a dark side to him when you look at some of his stuff. I mean, he's very, very cerebral. And yeah, but he's done comic books. He does tattoos. He does everything. I mean, the guy is amazing, amazing artist. But yes, he has the Iron Asylum, which is the line that we have that mm-hmm. he sent us shirts for.
It's really cute.
So we'll be giving away Iron Asylum T-shirts. He sent me a shirt. Well, actually, Catherine sent it to me. And it's for leg day on the back, and it says something about the Squatter's Anthem, and I think it says something to the effect of bring the pain and a bucket to puke in, something like that. I mean, real hardcore, and it's got a picture of this, like, really hyper-muscular, like, droid-looking guy with, you know, 1,000 pounds across his back.
Also, Kat makes muffins. They're really good. She sent some to us to try, and they're really good. I don't know what the macronutrient content is. She was going to talk about that, but I'm assuming they're high-protein, low-carb. Is that correct?
Yes. She did tell me that they're very low-carb.
Okay.
And they taste great. We tasted two versions of them, the pumpkin and the oatmeal raisin.
They were good.
I mean, really good. Surprisingly good. You know, a lot of times when you think you're going to eat something like that, you immediately start discounting what the flavor is going to be like because it's high-protein, low-carb. But these were actually very, very enjoyable muffins.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
If Kat can figure out the macronutrient of her muffins, then how come restaurants can't figure out the macronutrients of theirs?
Oh, well, that's easy to answer. No, that's a legitimate question.
Okay.
Catherine Ramirez is a genius. And restaurant owners are dumb as stumps. That's the bottom line. So what we really need to do is we need to get Catherine Ramirez to start visiting restaurants and teaching them how to figure their macronutrients so that they can start publishing it. Why? They're not going to publish their ingredients and caloric content anymore?
Well, it's been postponed. You know, we talked about this last week about how they're supposed to be having – the restaurants are supposed to put the calorie content up.
Right.
Just the calorie content, not the macronutrient.
Right.
And it's been postponed.
Now, I know that a lot of listeners know that we know that calories don't mean anything. But
yes,
your point is that – this is at least a first step. If we can get them to put calories up there, then maybe we can get them to list macronutrients as well.
Right. So we understand that calories aren't the issue here, but a lot of Americans don't understand that. So at least this is just a step in the right direction.
And really what it is a step in the direction of full disclosure. We're hoping someday to have full disclosure.
Well, the FDA is planning on having a final ruling by the end of this year. They're actually letting people make comments. The public can comment on what their opinion is on the restaurants by June 6th. They have to have their comments in by June 6th. And then, what their views are on vending machines being labeled, the public can comment on that, and that has to be in by July 6th.
Well, we talk about vending machines. What are we, vending machines that vend sandwiches? I mean, or if vending machines that vend crap, like potato chips and candy bars already have all that information.
Right, but anything that does not already have a pre-label on it, they are trying to make them put the calorie content on that.
I see. Well,
but,
that's cool.
But airplanes, movie theaters, they're exempt. Bowling alleys, they're exempt because they...
Well, bowling alleys, you don't have to worry about macronutrients or caloric content because the funny-looking shoes actually divert anyone's attention from your waistline down to your feet.
Well, they're all exempt. So movie theaters got a pass this time.
Hey, a movie theater pass. There you go. But ironically, movie theaters seem to be listening to Superhuman Radio. We've complained and said that movie theaters... need to start offering people healthy snacks. Now, granted, they're trying, right?
They're trying.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's called the AMC theaters. It's the one they're going to get some kind of healthy snacks, so they say. Anyway, it's smart movie snacks is what they're going to call them,
right.
And they're going to have It's going to be sold for $7, so that's actually less expensive than the popcorn and things like that. They're going to have fruit chips in them, a 20-ounce Dasani water, an Ottawa bar, which is chocolate chip trail mix, and Popcorners popped corn chips.
So it's all carbs.
It's all carbs, and that's what they call their healthy snacks.
So, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. We all know, everybody who's listening right now is shaking their head. I can hear it. I could feel the earth actually moving side to side from all of our listeners shaking their heads. The fact of the matter is that this is not a healthy snack at all.
No, but I guess it's better than the popcorn.
And raisinettes. So, okay, so if this is a healthy snack, then all the other stuff they sell is dumbass snacks then, right? Everybody who buys that stuff is just dumb.
Yes.
You know what's interesting? The movie theater management people are trying to pander to people by implying that if they choose this, they're smart.
And that's why they're calling it the Smart Movie Snack Pack.
Right. But it's not. It's garbage. It's yet again, you know, when will the movie theaters get the notion that having protein in that mix is more important than all this other? Why can't they go to Quest Protein and get a Quest Protein bar and add that, lose the stupid trail mix bar?
The Ottawa. Which is owned, I think that one's owned by Coca-Cola or PepsiCo.
Yeah, one of the worst offenders of GMO.
Yes.
Bingo. And what do you think is in that bar? It's got to be GMO soy and GMO corn and GMO mm-hmm. everything else.
Yeah.
And then the popcorn, popless chips, those are losers right there because they're made out of corn.
The corn chips, the fruit chips.
Too much sugar. You're better off just with you know what? Hey, I'll give them a concession. Why don't they get with Dole and get a banana in a bag instead of the stupid fruit chips?
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that really is a good idea.
Yeah, that would be a better choice than dehydrated banana chips that, you know, nothing but sugar.
And the Dasani water.
And basically tap water run through a granular activated carbon filter, which is yet again totally misses the mark. And plus Dasani water tastes terrible. I don't know if you've ever tasted it, but it just tastes bad. It tastes like the plastic.
It does.
I think they boil it in the bottle. But, you know, I want to come back around to something that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
I read in the news this week that there's a big thing going on with the FDA and dyes, food dyes.
Yes, evidently the FDA has opposed any labeling on foods for content of food dyes.
And now this is really this kind of goes hand in hand with the high fructose corn industry wanting to change the name of high fructose corn syrup so that we don't know we're eating high fructose corn syrup, and the FDA deciding that we don't really need to know what's in our food. It's unimportant.
Foods that contain dyes used to enhance color don't need warning labels, a U.S. Food and Drug Administration advisory committee.
Now, why a warning label? Now, let's talk about that for a second. There has been some early research that links certain food dyes to autism in children or hyperactivity in children. Which one is it?
ADHD.
Okay, hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder in children. So some parents may want to steer clear of those food dyes. The FDA is basically saying we don't have to put warnings that, this may be linked to.
Well, they're actually asking for more research. They're saying that there's not enough data, and that there's lack of rigorous studies. So they're asking for more research.
But you know, my problem with the FDA is this: whenever the FDA comes into a situation, that sounds like a very logical thing for them to say. We need more research. I agree. Okay.
Okay.
But here's the way I would handle it. Let's say you and I were confronted with something. We're not sure if it's healthy.
Right.
So you said to me, Carl, should I eat it? I'd say, you know what? I don't know enough about it. I have to do some more research. So I wouldn't eat it until we find out. I would err on the side of caution.
So there, the parent is going to have to err on the side of caution
right.
until further notice.
Right, exactly. But
right.
Why doesn't that's my point. Why wouldn't the FDA say, you know what, we need more research. In the meantime, let's err on the side of caution. Let's tell people to be careful, stay away until we figure out if it's safe or not.
Okay.
Instead, they're saying, let's tell people to keep eating the stuff until we figure out if it's safe or not.
Okay, so here's the thing. Artificial dyes are added to many foods, including such foods as, are you ready? Jell-O, Lucky Charms, Pop-Tarts, Butterfinger Bars, Hostess Twinkies, and Frito-Lay Doritos. Okay, so the question that they're dealing with for the ADHD is that it's triggering nonspecific behaviors such as insomnia, and irritability.
Right.
Can I say that 10 times.
Yeah, there you go. Insomnia and irritability. Okay. And let's face it, if you're not sleeping, you're irritable. Okay, so, and your point, and I want you to make the point, and your point is?
Well, did you hear the foods that I just said?
Yes.
Okay, so that would cause insomnia in anyone.
Yeah, I mean, if you're eating high carbohydrate, high sugar load.
Exactly.
It's definitely going to cause episodes of hyper and hypoglycemia, which have been linked to mood swings and irritability right there. And if these kids are eating this stuff late in the day, you know they don't want to go to sleep after a sugar load. They're buzzing around the house. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. So forget about any parent that's feeding their kids that. I know I'm going to get flamed for saying this. Your kid deserves ADHD.
Oh, don't you dare say that.
And the parents deserve it too.
No, they don't.
Yeah, if they're feeding their kids that kind of crap, Fruit Loops, what is it? Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms, Jell-O, Pop-Tarts, Hostess Twinkies, Doritos.
If you're feeding your kid that kind of stuff, oh my God. I bet you those same people.
You're starting to rant.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet you that those same people buy dog food for their dog that is scientifically formulated for their dog, but yet they feed their kids that crap. I'm willing to bet that.
Okay, so also I just do want to mention that the Europeans already label their foods. They have a warning that there's dye in their foods.
And that some of the dyes are linked to diseases.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Right.
So they are already in Europe doing this.
Yeah, but America is the greatest country in the world. We're far ahead of the Europeans. We know better than the Europeans. Wait a minute. The Europeans are doing that already?
Yes.
So in other words, you mean the Europeans care more about their people than they do about the companies that they provide oversight to? Shocking. That's shocking. If you ask
Did I notice some sarcasm in your voice?
Yes. If you ask any politician, they'll tell you that our country cares more about our people than those countries care about their people. Clearly not true.
Okay.
All right, I'll stop.
Are you going to begin ranting here?
No, I'm not. Actually, we have to take a commercial break, so that's a good reason for me not to
rant.
I'll do some deep breathing during the break. How's that sound?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest song.
No, Professor Dr. Andrew said that song makes him nauseous, and so I have to refrain from playing that. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more. We're actually going to start talking about allergies, huh?
It's allergy season. Do you have allergies?
Yeah, you know I do. Only when I'm in Kentucky.
Are you in Kentucky?
Don't tell anybody. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. On my past life, low tempo. And I doesn't have much time. Suffer down. Hot cold. It's 5 o'clock. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. GetDSM.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Alisa, did you happen to notice that the show that I did yesterday?
I did.
Here's something really funny. I thought this was a really important show. Naturally, we did the first half of the show was epigenetics with Dr. Peter Rouse. The second half of the show was about erectile dysfunction. No one, not one person reposted this show but me. So I have to assume that the guys out there don't want to repost this show because they don't want people thinking that, well, yeah, you know, if he reposted that, he must be listening to that. And if he's listening to that, he must have ED. I mean, really, it's got to be.
Interesting.
We always get multiple posts, even 4 or 5, sometimes 100 reposts of a show.
Uh-huh.
Nobody reposted this show. Come on, guys, man up here, huh? For crying out loud. I was open. I talked about my episode, man. Come on. Okay. Anyway. Kevin Johnson.
Hey, Kevin.
He's a super fan. He posted on the board on Facebook, wow, you were building up to a good rant and just killed it. No climax. We at SHR Nation feel gypped.
Speaking of ED.
Yeah, there you go, man.
No See, climax.
That was radio ED. That's what that was. So there you go. Sorry about that, Kevin. I'm trying to keep my rants contained because while you enjoy them, I guess some people don't, so I have to keep Fridays a rant-free zone. So there you go.
So I guess some people might be experiencing allergies right now.
I know I am.
Are you?
Yeah. I wake up in the morning, my eyes are a little crusty, you know.
Ew.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a neti pot?
Actually, I have. I don't like using it, but why don't you explain why?
Why don't you like using it?
I don't know. The whole idea of pouring water into my nose doesn't. It's kind of, I don't know.
It feels good, though, the warm saline water. Okay, so if those of you who don't know what a neti, Carl has a really, his face is kind of like got
crumpled up. Yeah, I look like I just smelled something that doesn't smell good, right? I don't know, neti pots.
A neti pot. It's N-E-T-I, neti pot. And actually, it's, you just actually filled the, it's a pot. It looks kind of like Dream a Genie pot.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like Aladdin's lamp.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's what it looks like. And you fill it with saline and salt. Well, that is salt water.
Right,
and,
saline. Yeah.
But I, what I do at home is I just do the filtered water and then use some salt in
right,
it.
Right. And you use sea salt.
Sea salt, right. Yes. And you just put it in, block off one nostril and put it, kind of lean your head over and pour the water through one and it comes out the other.
So yeah, you're basically pouring the water up one nostril. It's going up to the septum mm-hmm. where there's an opening into the other nostril and it's coming back over and pouring out. So you're basically irrigating and flushing out your nose.
It's cleansing the nasal passages. That's correct.
And this has been around for hundreds, maybe if not thousands of years, has it?
It has. It's a remedy that's been practiced for thousands of years in India.
Yeah, it's part of the Ayurvedic medicine process, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, those of you out there, if you don't know, the Indian Ayurvedic process is very much like the naturopathic process here in the United States. These are all natural remedies for illnesses and stuff.
It's really not uncomfortable to do that. It does make your sinuses, it clears away pollens and bacteria and viruses and mucus, and it really does feel good after
so
you finish.
So how often
that.
Would you have to do it to really see the benefits of it?
I think you can do it every day.
Oh, my God. I mean, I got to floss every day. I got to brush my teeth every day. I got to use my neti pot every day. I got no time to come to work anymore. With all
it's
the
tough
I to
being
do.
Beautiful, isn't it?
I know.
It?
I gotta put lotion on my face, lotion on my feet, lotion
coconut,
on my
body. Coconut oil.
Yeah, I'm using coconut. My feet got so chopped up from wearing those five fingers. I have like cracks in the heel of my feet, and they're painful. So I started using pure coconut oil on my feet, and in like just a couple nights, it's like they look like somebody else's feet now. They look like they're coming back.
Really?
So anyway, so that's one way to handle some of the load of pollen that causes allergies. Use a neti pot to flush your nose out. But what if you don't want to use a neti pot for some reason?
Well, you can inhale steam.
Oh, yeah.
Another way to do it is get some eucalyptus oil or the thyme. We were talking about growing thyme. You can get some thyme leaves and actually put that into a cup of boiling water and then just kind of cover your head. I use a towel if I use it. Or if you're in a steam room or sauna, you can do it with in the steam room or the sauna. But if you don't have that, then you can use the steam coming from boiling water.
That's
and
great.
Inhale that.
Now, once again, I would use purified water, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because you don't want to inhale chlorine and fluoride and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that sounds good. Actually, when I was a young boy, I used to suffer from something called a croup cough.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would wake up in the middle of the night with one of these coughs, my mom and my dad would boil water and put Vicks VapoRub into it, which has eucalyptus,
right.
And then drape a small towel over my head, and I would sit there and I would breathe the steam, and it would open up my throat. So, yeah, it does work. There's no doubt about it.
So have you ever heard of Eyebright Tea?
No.
It's supposed to reduce hay fever symptoms such as watery eyes and runny nose.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does it have in it? Any ideas?
I guess Eyebright.
It's got little bright, the Eyebright eyes of toads. They take little toad eyes and they throw them in there.
No. Okay, golden seal root.
Yes, I've heard of golden seal. There's a lot of reasons to use golden seal. I feel like golden seal also is used with during menopause for something, I think.
And it's, they put it in saline for your nasal. Again, it's a nasal spray.
Oh, okay.
And you can get that at like Whole Foods and some of the Trader Joe's, places like that.
Right.
And it's you use that to wash out the pollen as well.
So it sounds like the best thing, the best attack for these types of allergies is to continually rinse the nose out so you don't get the reactions, instead of trying to reduce the symptoms of the reactions once the stuff has been absorbed into your mucous membranes.
Right.
That's interesting.
Don't take golden seal for more than 1 week, though.
Why?
It makes you pregnant.
Aha, baloney. Yeah, no, really. That's funny.
Don't use during pregnancy.
Then you better not take it. I don't have to worry about me.
Okay, so licorice root. I know you drink licorice root tea.
Yes, because it stimulates the adrenal glands early in the morning.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
It also acts as an anti-inflammatory agent and helps to restore normal breathing.
And you know why it does that?
Why?
For the same reason I use it. Because licorice root causes the adrenals to produce cortisol. And cortisol is one of the body's natural allergy responses. It's cortisone, you know, cortisone.
Right.
Well, cortisol is the body's natural form of cortisol. I mean, cortisone. So if you drink licorice root in the morning, it not only kicks cortisol in and gets the adrenals working, but it also suppresses inflammation and the reaction to allergies.
But it can also elevate your blood pressure.
Yes.
Right?
Because of something called glycerothinic acid. But you can now buy licorice root that has been deglycerinized. So if you, it doesn't have any glycerothinic acid in it, so it will not raise blood pressure.
Okay. So have you ever heard of nettle? Have you ever used anything with nettle in it?
Stinging nettle?
Uh-huh. Stinging nettle.
Men take stinging nettle to reduce sex hormone binding globulin and increase testosterone levels. It's a very, very effective supplement.
It also reduces inflammation in the sinus cavities.
Really?
Yes.
So could you use that in a nasal spray as well?
I think you take the supplement.
Oh, so just take the stinging nettle.
Yes,
okay,
just take the stinging nettle.
And you know what? So it has dual purpose. Then it'll reduce sex hormone binding globulin as well.
Okay, so magnolia flower.
Okay.
It's a traditional Chinese medicine to open nasal passages and relieve headaches associated with sinus problems.
Is it that the regular flower that grows on a magnolia tree?
Mm-hmm.
I used to love the smell of those.
I know. They smell so good. Okay, some other herbs that can help are milk thistle,
mm-hmm,
dandelion, ginkgo, horseradish, and burdock.
And burdock is good for a couple reasons. It has iodine in it. It's great for thyroid support.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Burdock is a form of seaweed, actually.
Turmeric has anti-inflammatory capabilities as well.
Yeah, very powerful. Turmeric and curry as well.
Turmeric.
Now, what do we learn about turmeric? Doesn't it come from the cilantro seeds? Isn't that where they make turmeric from?
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back to our gardening show, if people would just grow cilantro and just eat the seeds, that probably would be even a better alternative.
Okay, so people who are allergic to ragweed should not eat cantaloupe because it contains some of the same proteins as ragweed.
I'll be darned. And I love cantaloupe.
I do too.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Okay, so did you know that the pollen count is the highest in the morning at 5 a.m. through 10 p.m.? That's when the pollen count is the highest. So you should stay indoors.
5 a.m. through 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Oh, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yes. Did I say 10 p.m.?
Yeah, I was going to say that's the whole day then. Stay indoors the whole day.
I don't want you to leave the house.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., pollen is the highest, so if you are allergic, you probably shouldn't exercise outdoors at those times.
That's right. And on windy days, of course, you know it's going to be higher because the wind's whipping it up.
Right. Okay, sounds interesting.
Yep.
Do we have anything else to talk about before we take a break?
Are you ready for a break? I can keep talking.
How many more do you have to cover?
That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio in just a moment.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Good music there, huh?
Yeah, he's over there dancing in his chair.
All right, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo, who does all the work to put this show together every week. I do nothing. I sit there. If anything, I foul up her plans constantly by not paying attention. Anyway, okay. Honey?
Honey is our next subject, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. I wasn't referring to you. Oh, excuse me, excuse me.
Okay, so according to a Penn State College of Medicine study, honey soothes and fights bacteria more effectively than common pharmaceutical cough syrups.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Why aren't mothers giving their children honey then?
Honey is better than cough syrups.
But you can't give children under the age of one honey, correct? Isn't it
it says children ages 1 through 18
years.
Yeah,
1 through 18. Under the age of 1, you should never give a child honey because they can actually have a terrible allergic reaction to it. Because you know what honey is, right? It's bee vomit.
Is it?
Yes, but anyway, okay.
Okay, so it also wards off infection. It contains a natural antibacterial ingredients and antioxidants.
And it can also help you fight off allergies. Did you know how? You have to source local honey. Honey that is made in your backyard, so to speak, in your region or even in your state. Because the types of pollens that the bees use to make the honey actually creates a antigen to those irritants, if you will. So if you buy locally sourced honey, it's supposed to have a profound effect on resisting allergies. Almost like, you know how when you go to an allergist and he says, oh, you're allergic to this kind of pollen, so we're going to inject you once a week with this kind of pollen.
Right.
Okay. Same concept. It's the same concept. But the problem is that it's becoming increasingly more and more difficult to source local honey. Why? Because we're killing the darn honeybees.
Right. And did you know that the honeybees are taking emergency measures to protect their hives?
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
They're protecting their hives from pesticides. They're actually sealing up their hive. The cells that are full of pollen, they're
right.
Sealing them up.
Wait a minute.
Them out of use.
The ones that are filled with pollen that have the pesticides in them?
Yes.
Wow, how smart are bees? So they're taking action to try to protect their own to save their own lives.
Yep.
Wow. This is sad. We just found a honeybee, a dead honeybee, didn't we?
We did.
Kind of was, timing was perfect because you were working on this story, huh?
Right. So they're entombing the cells that have the pesticides in it so that they can't eat it. But the strange thing is that the ones that are doing this are actually, their colonies are dying off.
Even though
they're taking these measures to seal up the pesticide.
Think about how intelligent they are, that they know that those pesticides are killing them and they're trying to block the access to it. Think about that. I mean, when you think about how intelligent they are, I mean, that's startling to me.
It is startling. What's so startling is that all the honeybees are just disappearing. So we need to try and create an atmosphere outdoors for them, like growing plants that they thrive with.
That don't have these poisonous pesticides
on them. Right.
And actually, isn't there a good way for people to help the honeybees that even if you have a small apartment, you can grow?
You can grow things on your windowsill. You can. I mean, I know you don't want bees running around; they might sting you. But if you plant some pennyroyal, then they won't.
But no, you know what? Bees won't sting you if you don't bother them.
That's true.
They can fly right up to you if you just don't freak out. They'll fly right away.
I'm allergic to insect stings, so I try to stay away from them.
Right. But didn't you say that
medicinal?
I was going to say municipal. medicinal herb gardens are easy to grow and care for, and honeybees are attracted to them.
They're going to thrive on them, yes.
Which types of
herbs?
Well,
like echinacea, for example. Echinacea has a dual purpose. The bees love echinacea, and you can actually use the flowers from echinacea to boil in hot water and use if you feel a cold coming on to it's a super immune booster.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
You grow echinacea, you take the leaves from the echinacea that you grow, and you mix it with the honey from local sources, and you make your own cold and cough remedy. There you go.
The flowers, you mean?
Yeah, the flowers from the echinacea with the locally sourced honey, and use that when you have a cold or a cough.
So what you do is just simply boil water. Pour one cup of the water over chopped flower heads from the echinacea and let it steep for 10 minutes. Or you can put some grain-proof alcohol in it.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking. Some Everclear.
Yeah.
And do what?
Make a tincture out of it.
Yeah, that's how they make tinctures. I knew that's where you were going with that. And just do shots of that all day long. And your allergies won't bother you at all.
Also, chamomile is another one medicinal herb that the bees really like. And as we know, there's chamomile tea. So
right, and that relaxes you. So that's another good one. So we have to do something. We have to do something small to help the bees. We really, really do. It's sad. I mean, these poor honeybees. We may not have any honeybees in the United States at some point in time. We will have to get all of our honey. And guess, interestingly enough, I don't know if everybody remembers this, but back when 9/11 happened. You know, and all of a sudden everybody became really sensitive to like doing business with the Middle Eastern countries. They were looking at different companies that were supposed terrorist supporting companies, and they found a large conglomerate that was importing honey into the United States that was actually owned by members of Al-Qaeda. I don't know if you remember this, but if you look back into the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal around the time of September 11, 2001, you'll see that there was talks about importation blockage of honey from these companies because they felt that the money was being spent to help fund terrorism. So we want honey to come locally. We do.
Another good one is peppermint. That's mm-hmm. Peppermint is grown easily, and that's a good one. The bees love pepper, any type of mint,
right.
and it's like a ground cover. It just grows so easily. That would be something that would be easy
sweet
to
basil
grow.
Is a mint, right? It's in the mint family.
It's
also.
In the mint family as well. Very
so
good. You were listening
be.
During the last show.
And I remember when I was a
show.
Well,
I can't talk right today.
when we were talking about this last show, I said my grandfather had sweet basil plants, and the bees used to love to sit in the flowers, and so obviously they're attracted to that as well, sweet basil.
right? So you can make actually peppermint tea if you grow peppermint. You just, you know, use the dry out the leaves and make peppermint tea with it. It's really good.
Yeah, and that does sound good. So we have to do something to help the bees. And now, because we're coming close to the end of the show, we have to do something to help the listeners.
Oh, do we?
It's super fan time. I know we said we were just going to do this once a month, but we're getting a lot of people, sponsors, that are giving us things to give away. This week, we're going to give away two more $25 gift certificates to True Protein. Next week, we're going to give away two $25 gift certificates to Dr. Peter Rouse's website that people can buy any supplement that he supplies. So we will have more superfans. But today we have two superfans that we're going to announce that are going to win the $25 gift certificates to True Protein. Who are they, Alisa?
They are, drum roll, please.
I should have, you know what? I have drum roll. It'll take too long to get it. I should have had that. Sorry about that.
Kevin Johnson.
Hey, who knew?
And then also Carlos Cardenas.
Yes, Carlos. Two fans that not only support the show by posting stuff and communicating during the show, but send us information that they feel would make for good stories. Carlos is even my man in the field when I want to know how audio sounds coming out through the transmitter. He'll do radio tests for me from California. So, and plus Carlos has been sick. And even while he was sick, he was listening to the show. So absolutely, Kevin Johnson and Carlos Cardenas, you will be receiving $25 gift certificates at trueprotein.com. How do they get their gift certificates, Alisa?
They have to email me, on, I guess on Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook.
And just email me your
email address.
Right. And I will get in touch with Dante at True Protein and get your gift certificate code number and email it back to you.
Very cool.
And also, I wanted to mention, because there was some question if True Protein can ship to Europe, and Dante says yes, they do ship to Europe, you need to contact carl@trueprotein.com, not to be confused with this.
I was going to say, I didn't know that I was there now. Okay.
Not to be confused with
okay.
you. But, and he will let you know what the shipping rates are to Europe. If you want to buy, if you live in Europe and you want to buy, you can.
Now, the reason that was important is because Professor Dr. Andrew pointed out that Ajinomoto BCAAs are the best that you can buy.
Right.
And they're probably going to be scarce because of what's going on in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And Dante carries Ajinomoto
BCAAs. It's Asia Pure, AJIPURE.
Right. So you can get your BCAAs at trueprotein.com and have them shipped into Europe.
And there's no problems with the whey protein either. I think Dr. Andrew was questioning because it's got animal
right.
content.
Byproduct, right.
Byproduct,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else do we have to cover, Alisa? Did we miss anything?
No.
Anything else that we wanted to share with the fans? No? Okay. Well, I guess that's the end of the show then. If we got nothing else. Oh, we did want to talk about echo driving. Do you want to cover that real quick? Or you want to? What do you want to do?
We might want to save it for next week. I don't think we can do it in 2 minutes.
Nah, okay. All right, so let's do that. We'll save that for next week. So we already have stuff going on for next week. So anyway, it comes to the end of another week here at the Superhuman Radio Family Hour. And we want to thank everybody for listening. And I guess we have to say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.